Just praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Put your hands together and praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God, echo. Come on, Jesus. Come on, Jesus. Hallelujah. Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. Can't you feel his mighty power and his grace? Can hear the rush of angels' wings. I see glory on his face. Surely the presence. Psalm 62 says, truly my soul finds rest in God. My salvation comes from him. Truly he is my rock and my salvation. He is my fortress and I will never be shaken. Never be shaken. Wisdom from the Spirit. We let the Lord speak to us when we look at his word. So, Lord, we ask you to speak to us. Speak to me, Lord. So that the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart will be acceptable to you. These are precious, precious children of yours. And they deserve the very best. So that means you've got to be in charge. Acts chapter 6 says, but as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. Imagine that. Rumblings of discontent. Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. Hard to believe that in the early church, when they were just walking in the Spirit, that they would have disagreements over such things, right? Hard to imagine. There are disagreements at times. So the 12 called a meeting of the believers, and they said, we apostles should spend our time teaching the Word of God, not running a food program. Nothing against you, Mary, for running a food program. How many people do you get to touch with that program? How many people get in the presence of God not knowing it? How many people? How many people get the opportunity to know that Jesus is better? Anybody have the opportunity this week to say Jesus is better? Yeah. I had lots of opportunities. When I looked and saw water underneath my hot water heater, I said, Jesus is better. And when I see what we have, I feel the warmth, feel the protection. Jesus is better. Just better. And so, brothers, select 7 men who are respected and full of the spirit of wisdom. We will give them the responsibility. Then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and teaching the word. Somehow I can see the apostles, after all that's over, saying, glad we got that done. Let God give them wisdom how to handle that. We run into things we don't really know how to handle, don't we? Things that we never planned on. And yet, when we trust the Lord, we find that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. You know? We can speak to ourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. We can tell ourselves, "Ooh, Lord, just so you and I both know, this is too heavy for me, but I trust you." You know? We run into unexpected things on occasion. But Jesus is better. Jesus is better. He's better. How many places, you could watch TV and see how many places that you could say, Jesus is better. You know? You can hear news reports and say, if they just knew Jesus was better. What if the whole world just stopped, threw their hands in the air and said, "Jesus is better. Jesus is better." And because Jesus is better, we can do better. You know? Blessed are they who put their trust in the Lord. We can say that, and the Bible tells us that the Spirit bears witness with it. The Spirit says, "Yes, amen. Now you're talking. Here we go." You know, we got it under control. It's like winter driving. If you hit a slick spot and you start to slide, and Jesus. And it's just so good when it gets under control. It doesn't take much of a slip to make us thankful when things are under control. Isn't that right? And it's nice to know that it's under control. I know I've told you before, but I just remember waking up to Vicky going, "Roger," and that wheel spinning. Praise God. She landed that thing in the ditch in the perfect spot. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
I didn't wreck his car.
We were just married. She didn't want to take a chance like that. Who cares about the car? Amen. Amen. I just cared about not rolling down a mountain. God rescues us. So often, truly, truly, he takes care of everything. Our salvation comes from him. He's our rock and our salvation. There isn't a lot more that we absolutely have to know beyond that. We just know some other things. But those are the things that we go to. Lord, help. We go to Lord help, don't we? We go to Lord. Oh, we'll try that. Maybe that'll help. Echoing off the microphone. There we go. Maybe. Oh, gosh. Anyway, so then the apostles can spend time for prayer and teaching the word. Everyone liked this idea. Everyone liked it. Probably for many reasons. You know, maybe the people that were complaining, it was a little scary to go to the apostles and complain. You know, just in Acts chapter 5, Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit. They got buried. You know? But anyway, everyone liked the idea and they chose the following: Stephen, a man full of faith in the Holy Spirit; Philip; Nicanor; Timon; Parmenas; and Nicholas of Antioch, an early convert from the Jewish faith. These seven were presented to the apostles and prayed as they laid their hands on them. They knew about praying and laying hands. They wanted this done right. Can't complain now, they got people in charge. Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. He was supposed to be his food distributor. But you know, no matter what you're doing, there's places for signs and wonders. There's opportunities for people to get saved, no matter what you're doing. And so Stephen, in the normal course of his doing things, did that. One day, though, some men from the synagogue of the freed slaves, as it was called, started to debate with him. They were Jews from Cyrene, Alexandria, Cilicia, and province of Asia. None of them could stand against the wisdom and the spirit with which Stephen spoke. Word got out about Stephen. I think that when that kind of word got out, they said, uh-oh, we're dealing with another Jesus. He said that they would do greater things than these. And here we got one just out doing it. But they couldn't stand against the wisdom that the Spirit gave Stephen. Lord, I pray you help me to get this out the way you want it out. In Jesus' name. That same spirit, technology, something's in the air. That same spirit is the same spirit that's in you, that is with you, that gives you the same kind of wisdom that Stephen spoke. It's that same wisdom. If we allow that same wisdom to just have its way, don't quench the Spirit, just speak. You see, it's the Holy Spirit that draws you to speak the truth. And if He leads you to speak the truth, won't He give you the truth? When you have that moment, and inside of you it says, I need to say something. That's the Holy Spirit. And when He says, you need to say something, Jesus said, you don't have to worry about what you're going to say. I'll give you words to say. We just have to step out with the word of the Spirit. I mean, some great lead-ins are, you may think this is crazy, but I just feel like I got to tell you something. And then, as you get bolder, you can say, I believe the Spirit of God's telling me to tell you about how good Jesus is. That's not so difficult. And then fear comes and says, but what do I say then? What if they act like they're listening? What do I say then? Just keep talking. The Spirit of God gives you wisdom. Stephen was, he was on a roll. And he just began to speak the truth. A little later, we hear the whole message that he spoke. To begin with, all we hear is the outcome. They begin to be angry. There were people that got angry at Jesus, angry enough to kill him. But you abide in Jesus, and he abides in you. And you know the truth, and the truth will make you free. To tell somebody the wonderful things that God has done for you. He's done wonderful things for you. It's a wonderful thing that we can be here together. Isn't that good of Jesus? We can worship together. We can enjoy Him together. And we can take the joy out of here, out there. Lift Jesus higher. The last thing you see walking out of the church is lift Jesus higher. That's where the sign should be. Lift Jesus higher. Lift him up. Give him the throne of your life. Jesus, 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 sweetest name I know. But Stephen, it wasn't hard for him to figure out that he was making people mad. And when people started to pick up rocks, I'm sure he had the opportunity to say himself, whoa. But the Spirit spoke to him. Letter rips on letter rip. You can't quit halfway through the story. You gotta just tell the story. Don't worry, I've got you. I've got you. It'll be all right. Don't worry. Don't worry if you encourage someone in the Lord, if you correct someone in the Lord, even if they don't receive it the way that you hope they would receive it, don't worry about it. God's got it. God's got it. You know? I don't know if I told you, I got a message from a guy that had been in jail and just told me how good he was doing. And this week we've been continuing to talk back and forth. And I always tell him how proud I am of him. And he's just, thank you. Thank you, you know. And then he tells me, I'm praying for you. Hallelujah. What could be better than that? You know? I mean, it's what we can do in Jesus' name. See, that's why we get together. That's why we read the Word. That's why we worship. So that we can be about the Father's birth business. So we can call one another. So we can encourage one another. That's why we live. That's the sum and substance of why we live. Everything else is added to us. It's just added to us. And if we seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, what happens? All these things are added to us. So people of a natural mind don't understand that. They don't understand that. But as they witness it in our lives, they wonder about it. You know? How do you have peace? I'm a little perplexed. You know, you have perplexing times. It's like I put in a lot of hot water. I can put in my hot water heater. But I do like to spend time around the plumber. I like to talk Jesus. Now, I don't know if it makes sense to pay to talk Jesus. But, you know, I mean, it's just because I have. I really did. I thought about that. I said, I can do this. I even called to make sure that the other fittings that he put on the last time, they looked a little different. But it seems like everything will work, so I'll figure it out. I'm figuring out whether it's going to be me doing it or somebody else is going to be doing. But at every opportunity, the Bible says, at every opportunity, lift up the name of Jesus. And everybody's got different opportunities, and everybody's got different ways, and the Holy Spirit works with us. You know? They couldn't overcome the wisdom that Stephen had. They tried and they tried, and when they couldn't overcome it, they picked up their rocks. If you can't shut them up, kill them. How sad. How sad. But when we read the rest of the story, we know that Stephen ends up and he says, I see Jesus high and lifted up, seated at the right hand of the Father. I see what he promised. Forgive them, Lord. They don't know what they're doing. Now, in the natural, we could say, man, you know, Stephen had a good ministry going. There was a future, man. This was just the start out of him going, and there he goes. Stephen wasn't complaining. We don't have all of the wisdom, but God does. So God gives us understanding if we'll let him give us understanding. If we'll just let him. He says, I'm with you. I'm with you. You know? God's been with Vicki and I a lot of miles as we go see. The other night I just said, Lord, are we wrong going to see doctors all the time? Are we holding this thing up? I don't think so. I think we were supposed to do this, but I don't know what's going on. She should have been healed long ago, shouldn't she? Everything should have been healed. Everything should be healed instantaneously when we call. But remember, we know what God can do. We know. And we have no doubt about how he feels about us and what he desires. The thing we don't know is the timing. People have been trying to rush him into coming and ending this world for a long, long time. You know? But Jesus doesn't even know the time. Well, how can Jesus not know the time? He's God. I don't know. He said, I don't know the time. Only the Father does. I don't know how they separate information. I don't know. I just know what they said. I can live with it. Be comfortable with what God says. Be hearing and hearing the Word of God. Be comfortable with what he says. Be comfortable with what he can do. Be confident in his love for you. And then time is time. We can always escape into his presence. We can always step into the joy of the Lord. We can always step in there. And sometimes it's a fight. Enemies holding our wrists, trying to drag us away from getting into that peace, you know, getting into home free, you know. Safe. And we could say, well, it's easy for you to say, if you're not the one with the problem, it's easy for you to say, but there's a sweet spot you can just slide into if you're the one that is in greater need of it. That's wisdom from God. You see, it's special for you. Come unto me, you who are weary and heavy laden. I'll give you rest. You know? So that's you he's talking to. You get the rest because he said, you're the one I'm talking to. So if you're burdened, you get the burden off of you. So he's talking to us. He's talking to us. He's telling us when we're far down, you are more than a conqueror through Christ who strengthens you. You know, don't believe what you see. God says, just believe me. You know? See that? Stephen, when we look at the whole story, he told him, he said, look, you guys did this. You guys, you wouldn't hear Jesus. You guys did this. But you can fix this. When Peter preached and told them about y'all crucified the Lord, and the Holy Spirit came upon a bunch of them and said, what do we do now? And he said, you got to repent and be baptized, filled with the Holy Ghost. You got to repent and be baptized. And filled with the Holy Ghost. Well, I said I was sorry. No, repent. But I said I was sorry. Sorry. Just repent. And turn. I wanna win life. You know? I wanna change this. I want the only way I can change this is with Him. And we all run into things that we want to change. You know? I say to myself, Roger, Jesus is better. You need to be better than this. You know? Change this. Change me, Lord, the Word of God says, and I will be changed. We don't change ourselves, He changes us. We present ourselves to Him as a living sacrifice, and He changes us. If we change us, guess what? We decide we changed us. I did it all by myself. No, no, no. Jesus changed me. Oh, so then I don't have to do anything. God's going to do it all. You have to submit yourself. Wisdom from the Spirit says, look, you don't know just exactly what God wants to change or how God wants it, but by the Spirit you know that something's got to change. Something's got to change. Yeah. All these people listening to Stephen, they didn't like what was supposed to change. All he said was, believe in the Lord. That's where it starts. Believe in the Lord. Call upon Him while He's near. Just believe in Him. Just start. Why? You know, I may not. Has anybody ever told you, I don't know how to believe in Him? Just believe in Him. Is there anything in your life that you would like to change? Oh, no, I'm doing pretty good. Okay, come back when you want to change. Because if you're doing pretty good, you don't want to change anything. God's going to change things. And that's okay. That's okay. You know what it is? It's really kind of hard to imagine that they had been with Jesus. They had been around Jesus. They had seen the things that Jesus did. Now, some of the new believers probably were going with the flow. Maybe they hadn't seen, but they heard, seemed good to them. They'd been hearing the stories, whatever the case might be. You would think that they would just be excited about what was going on. But oftentimes we get more excited about what's going on around us. You know? Sometimes we get more excited about our preferences. We get more excited about how we would like things to be. You know? We get more excited about that, and then we just keep going in our way, and the Spirit is whispering to us, settle, settle, settle. Settle, settle. 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 But sometimes we don't want to settle. You know? Sometimes we just we get our way and then we'll settle. You know, I mean, hey, we can do that. You know? But the whole time the Holy Spirit is still giving us wisdom. I pray that I would lose the ability to stand against the wisdom that the Holy Spirit gives. Yeah. That when I hear His voice, I would just melt. Just melt. Yeah. It should be easy, but it's not. It's not. You know, every now and then, sometimes it's so easy it's unsettling. And sometimes it's just not what we're ready for. Sometimes we say, oh Lord, I know the plans that you have for me, and I want to get to them. I know exactly what you say, but this needs to be taken care of. Yesterday, once again, I got a call 5 minutes before I was supposed to be at the nursing home. I have an alarm in my phone. I knew that it was coming. Been watching every week. I look at the calendar to say, okay, this is the week I need to be there. 5 minutes before I get a call, Roger, are you coming today? Oh, out the door we go. Praise the Lord. Made it with 1 minute to spare. So thankful. Because sometimes they call 5 minutes after I'm supposed to be there. And that's really embarrassing. But, you know, I wanted that. I wanted that. I could say, "Not sorry, I can't make it today. I'm busy." Why would I do such a thing? But sometimes that's sort of what we say to the Lord when the Holy Spirit comes and gives us wisdom and we say, "I can't do it today. Tomorrow. Let me think about it." Has anybody ever had a good time thinking about it? Takes excuses, rationalization, you know. I know what I should do. I know I should. I know what I should do. I just don't want to do it. God doesn't throw us out like a baby with the bathwater, you know. He's got time for us to come to it. And every time we come to it and every time we come through it, we need to just be through it and be through with it and let go of the, "Oh, I should do better." Just let it go. Just draw near to God. And He'll draw near to you. In this world, we're not going to have everything perfect. We would like everything perfect, and we never know how imperfect things can get until they get imperfect. And then, whoa, Lord. Whoa, Lord. What is up with this, you know? I can remember when Vicki was pregnant with Josiah. And I can remember praying, and I can remember the battle one time of the enemy talking about things, and I can remember knowing that God would take care of us and it'll be just fine. And I can remember, and I believe it was a Spirit of the Lord saying, "Well, what if it's worse?" I said, "You're going to have to be better." Because He is better. You know? He is better. It doesn't matter. It just doesn't matter. And when I walked through that park and "To God be the glory" came springing out of my mouth, and the peace of God washed over me. It was like, "Whew, that's better." You know? God's better. You can't stand, and we don't want to stand against the wisdom that God gives us. And understand that the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead is working in you, with you, and for you. And we can depend on Him, and we can look up, and we can behold Jesus sitting at the right hand of the Father. Nothing's changed. And the closer we get to Him, the deeper we fall in love with Him, the more that we begin to understand our standing with Him. Amen. So Lord, we thank You that we're in good standing when we're standing with You. And that you don't give up on us. You're never going to let us down. And that's what we stand on, Lord. We're not persuaded by what we see. We're persuaded by what we know and what we expect. So we can be like Stephen, rocks coming at him, stones hitting him, and he looks up, "Oh, Jesus, there You are." Hallelujah. And may our light shine. May we lift Jesus higher. May all people be drawn unto you, Lord, by the Lord that we know. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.